Francis Leachie for Grandstand Breakfast on a Saturday morning. We'd like to invite Sean Callanan, our sports digital guru, to come in and have a chat to us about what's been happening in sport online and in the digital world. G'day, Sean. How are you, mate?
G'day, Frank. I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. Gamification. Is that a real word? Is that a word that's been invented by geeks?
It is a bit of a word that has been invented by geeks, but it has been around for a long time. So gamification in a strict definition is taking game elements or game structures and applying to things that aren't games to help them those problems get solved or just to make it a little bit more fun and competitive. And so we're seeing with the advent of social and people sharing and things like that from a social media perspective, we're seeing game elements added to different apps and different implementations. So some of the ones, and gamification is pretty big in sports, has been for a long time, fantasy sports is a big, massive industry both in here and around the world with, dream teams and super coach, and that provides a gaming element to, a game that you're watching.
So that's the genius of it, is allowing fans to participate in the game and be competitive in the game.
Yeah, fantasy games, it allows you to play along and be invested in another part of the game, another facet of the game. So it's effectively gamifying the statistics of the game. And it definitely came, from baseball. It's a very, we've talked about Moneyball before. It's a very stats-based sport. There was even the old 60s-style Strat-O-Matic, where you would pull in the stats and pull in the box scores. And again, it was fantasy, but before computers. And people would do it on, fill out their sheets and project whole seasons of baseball games or project whole seasons of basketball seasons, that kind of thing.
So that's like the Wright brothers plane of gamification.
Effectively. But now we're seeing the more short form stuff and stuff that's available on your mobile. So gamification that people probably see more often these days, you were talking about just before Foursquare. Foursquare gamified, social networking and geolocational social networking. So for those who don't know, Foursquare is a geolocational social network where you check in at venues and effectively say, "Hey, everybody, I'm here." So just as I walked in, I checked in, and I checked in at ABC South Bank.
The king of ABC South Bank?
No, it's not the king, it's
the mayor.
The mayor. So the thing is, and this is where the gamification comes in, people might be checking in at work, and they might be checking in and competing with another work colleague to get the mayorship of their work. And so it provides incentive for them to be coming into work more often.
I don't know if I want to be the mayor of my local 7-Eleven, but I know that people are.
Yeah, there are, exactly. But, there are people who go, "Oh, I've got to go on holidays. I'm going to lose the mayorship of my work." And so
that's someone who's lost all perspective on life.
They have, but they're caught up in the game. Other games, there's games around fitness. So Runkeeper is one, and Nike Plus have done it as well, where you hook it up, and when you go for a jog, it tracks where you go, how far you go, does it, puts it on the map, but also then awards you points or badges. It's like, way to go, Frank. You've done 5 runs in the last 10 days. You were at the, Steve Montaghetti level or something along those lines.
And you can also track in that one, for instance, against your friends. So if you're training for an event and you've run 30 or 40 Ks this week and your mates run 60, you get a bit of a wake-up call and say, "I need to lift my game."
Exactly. And that's the gamification, the competitiveness. I've got a mate that does Runkeeper, and one night he went out for a jog and wrote his name in his jogging on the map on where he jogged. Now, he would never have thought of doing that previously if he was just going out for a jog, but because he's getting this feedback, he's competing against his mates who are also jogging, he wanted to do a little bit of, "Hey, look at me, there you go, look at the map, Steve." And that's how he's done his little run for the night. So some of the big gamifications and early ones were, frequent flyer systems and loyalty programs. So I think in sports, we'll start seeing that sort of gamification come into it. And it might be you get your membership, but we'll scan and check how many times you actually come to the game, and that will reward your points. And if your membership is linked to your merchandise, and when you buy some merchandise, you'll get some points frequent flyer style. And then, obviously, you can rank all the fans, and, the fans that do the best job might get a reward of meeting the coach or sitting in the coach's box or tossing the coin, that kind of stuff. So,
has anybody in professional sport taken that sort of vertical integration of digital information and used it yet? Or is that just... I mean, what you're saying makes perfect sense, and we can see how it would work because it already works, say, in the commercial spirit retail. But is anyone doing it yet?
So we did it with the Minnesota Timberwolves at the NBA draft, where we gamified the Twitter experience of the Timberwolves fans. So we were rewarding points for them tweeting and retweeting and showing their love for the Timberwolves. And all the fans were ranked. We were giving away prizes. And
how many people sort of hooked into that and got the sense of what you were doing and
I think we had 160 fans tweeting away on the draft party. And by the end of the next day, when Derek Williams turned up to town, we had 110 fans signed up tweeting away and had their score ranked. And then what we did was, we've talked Twitter and Facebook is the big one. We've now added Facebook to that. So we can now rank your action on Facebook. So if you check into a stadium, so the West Coast Eagles are running it currently, and they were able to, you go say, hey guys, use this hashtag, and their little digital cheer squad is clamoring for points because they want to be in front of their mate as well as get awarded for things.
So the other side of that is it actually encourages people to become assets to the club or the sporting organisation and uses them in a way, without being too, calculating, to promote the product.
Yeah, so it becomes a training tool, and that's where we're seeing corporates doing it on, you know, sales managers having to complete their sales form. If they complete it to 100%, they'll get points, and it gets, and again, it games... You know, games that sort of process of, we just want you to complete the form, we'll give you extra points. So, you know, it goes back to the, you know, the scout days. You know, you do the things, you'll get the scout badge. It's just the same sort of sense of accomplishment.
Got the Olympics coming up. Any sense of, are they going to gamify anything? Any way that there's going to be sort of fantasy Olympics that you can get involved and maybe whether it's medal projections or particular athletes? What are you hearing about how that's going to work?
Well, the Olympics are trying to... I guess gamify, they've built a social hub where effectively trying to get you to follow all the different athletes that are going to be involved and some of the former athletes. And I think if, you know, you follow Mark Spitz, who's not obviously swimming, but if you follow Mark Spitz, it'll unlock the Mark Spitz video. And then you'll find more about Mark Spitz when he's commentating. So there's a bit of that. As far as fantasy sports and the Olympics, there is the US, it seems to be a team-based thing rather than a country-based thing, because, you know, most people come to the Olympics and don't know 80% of the competitors. And so what Olympic bodies like the US team, and they actually did an activation with, I think it was Samsung, and tried to rally the troops. And a few athletes said, well, hang on, we didn't actually let you use our images and stuff. So they got into a bit of trouble, but they were trying to share the stories of all the athletes and try to provide it in a gaming experience. So I think brands will be the ones that are driving it.
Your podium for this week in the gamification stakes, 3-2-1.
So I've got to give Mint is one, is a financial planning one where, you know, as you save and learn more about saving, they give you points. LinkedIn just uses a gamification technique just to complete your profile. It says you are 40% done. Don't forget to invite your friends, get a recommendation. So just steps you through the process and encourages you to do it. But I'm still a Foursquare fan, and I think they've done a really good job in, you know, awarding badges for, you know, being out in a school night. There's one for, you know, how many pizza joints you've been to, mile high badge, and that's for checking in on an airplane with Wi-Fi, not the other reason you might get the mile high badge. But yeah, there's a bit of merit to, hey, look at me, I just got the sky high badge. You know, there's all the different ones, burger joints and those kind of things. So.
You are in deep, my friend. You are in four square deep.
Pretty much.
Good on you, Sean. People want to find you online and challenge you to be the mayor of your local 7-Eleven. Where can they find you?
They can find me at Sean Callanan or at SportsGeekHQ or sportsgeek.com.au.